Watching Volcanoes Explode by Vimala Thakkar. We must become deeply aware of our bondage if we value freedom. We begin to watch our behavior throughout the day. We notice fear, the anxieties, how much behavior is controlled by acquisitiveness, how we compare ourselves with others and want to become something that we're not. When we watch our own lives, then there's the pain and agony that the awareness of the bondage creates. If we don't observe this in ourselves, we're only theorizing about freedom. As long as we cling to the idea that this is my mind, my own personal mind, we'll have a strong tendency to want to look as good as possible. But if we observe the mind from a non-personal viewpoint, from the perspective of non-ownership, simply observe our minds and how they function, we'll be less trapped by judgments. To be attentive to the psychological structure doesn't mean we must disappear somewhere and give up all relationships, responsibilities. The aim is to stay within the movement of relationships, to continue with work, to be a responsible citizen, and to be attentive to the play of the mind. But we'll have to be very alert, for the mind is subtle, full of tricks. It's a tremendous thrill to see the beginnings of anger or jealousy or greed, not simply to be caught unawares when the emotion is full-blown and has us in its grasp, but to see the first tiny movements of emotion. Where does it spread? What does it do to our behavior? Just as there's joy in exploring the unknown wildness, there's a delight in exploring the inner territory, in watching the volcanoes explode without any movement of defense, judgment, sense of ownership. If we've never observed anger in ourselves from subtle beginnings to full explosion, we will always be caught in its force. We may try to suppress the behavior of anger, but still, it'll do its damage and we will not be free from it. Attentiveness without any movement of the defense structure has its own intelligence, but the automatic tendency is to bring in defenses, judgments, and to move from observation to justification, evaluation. We may say to ourselves, "My mother or my father was an angry person. I can't help it. I've had an unhappy childhood. I'm an angry person because of that or this." All the explanations and justifications may be true, but they prevent direct perception of what it is that anger does to our bodies, to relationships, to the work we do. By Vimala Thakkar, from Ego, Emergence and Merging Back of the I Process.